In the gospel of the kingdom.
Turn to Luke chapter 16 and beginning in verse 19. He said, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day." And the Bible said this was a certain rich man that he fared sumptuously every day. He had plenty of riches. He had fine clothes. He was bigger in himself. And it said, "And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at the gates full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment." There are a lot of denominations teach us today that there is no hell. They say, "Well, hell is right here on earth." Well, why did the Bible said when this man died, he lifted his eyes up in hell? And the Bible said that he was in torment. People will say, "But when you die, man, it's over." But I got news for you. The Bible said, "Let God be true and every man a liar." The word of God declares that this rich man, regardless of how you might take vitamins, you might take your proper exercise, you might eat well, but one thing I want to let you know, that glory to God, as surely as you're alive, it's coming a time that you're going to have to lay down and give up the ghost. And the Bible said this rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. In hell. You might say, "I thought hell was on the earth." No, sir. The Bible said he was in torment. Look what it said right here. "And seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom," that same poor man that had been begging. That's the reason why today, I don't care how much money you got. If you ain't got Jesus, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have nothing. I tell you, things that's valuable to me, it's not, you know, I've had people get cars and say, "Come out and look at my car." But you know, the car don't move me. Or something like that. You know, glory to God, a car, something like that, homes, material things, is something that I don't value. Praise God. I want to know what is a man, what kind of soul has, what kind of condition is his soul in. The Bible said, "What does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" I want to say tonight, glory to God, that if your soul is not right in the sight of God, I don't care how much riches you may have. I don't care how much popularity you may have. You might be the best athlete. You might be the best football or basketball player. People might put your name in the newspaper, but it ain't gonna do you no good when you leave this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible said, and he cried. He saw Abraham. He saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. He saw that same beggar man that was walking around, going to the tent maybe, going to the church, falling on the floor, getting all dirty in the sand. He probably was sitting up there being pretty and fast so sumptuously. You know, people dress so today, they don't want to get on their knees. The women might tatter stockings. Hallelujah. They don't want to do that because their stockings might tear. Men don't want to get on their knees because they might dirty up their suit. But praise God, there was a man that was a beggar. The Bible said he went around if he could just eat the crumbs that fell from this rich man's table. And one thing about it, I'm so glad today, glory to God, the Bible said the gospel is preached to the poor. Hallelujah, I might be poor. You might have more money than me. You might have more cars than me. You might have, glory to God, a property and land and all these type of things. But one thing about it, I got Jesus. And I got something that will take me beyond the grave. I got something, glory to God, that if I leave here today, the Bible said, there's hope for a righteous man. Even in his death, there's hope for him.